Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. Check out our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff. You got 5 seconds or 5 minutes or 15 minutes, we got something you can do anywhere in between all the time, however little time or as much time as you have. If you want to read or listen, ask questions, whatever you like, we got it there for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame, if you want to follow me there. Having a great visit with our new friend, Mark Schmulin. He is the general manager of social media at Constant Contact. He is the founder of the company Nutshell Mail, which he founded and then recently merged with Constant Contact. Mark, you made an excellent point off the air that I make all the time on the show, but I want you to make it. Talk to them. Tell the audience what you reminded me about when we were off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking about all the craze around social media, and it really is an effective tool to reach your customers. But one thing we want all our small business friends to remember is that it's not a cure-all. It's not a strategy within itself, but it should be an important part of your overall strategic marketing mix.
Well, and if you've been a traditional marketer for 1 year or 50 years, adding social media is not a replacement. It's just a new tool. It's not either or. It's not the new way or the old way. It's both of them, both and, right, Mark?
Absolutely, and we're seeing amazing results from our customers that are using both email marketing and social media marketing together.
Well, and I'll tell you, Mark, the age of the customer is new. It's new because the customer has control that they've never had, and social media has given them this, folks. And if you're not participating, if you're not showing up, if you're not at least engaging in staying close to the leaders, you're going to get left behind. Now let's talk about some of the tools that you came up with, Mark, to help people aggregate the activity and help them manage their social media activity. Talk to us about the idea.
Absolutely. Well, one thing we have to remember about social media is that it's taking us away from a one-way communication into a two-way dialogue, and in some cases, a dialogue of many to many. And so it's so important for us to remember that we need to listen to what people are saying to us and what they're saying about us. And that's true whether we're having a face-to-face conversation in our place of business with a customer or online. So what's so critical is that you listen to what people say about you or to you, and then you respond in an appropriate manner, perhaps not being overly salesy, providing value to that customer, maybe in some cases not even talking about your business, just trying to build a authentic relationship with the connections online and offline.
It's marketing through relationship building and through shared values, not through marketing hype. Not by manipulation.
Exactly. And so many small business owners and even personal users and consumers of social media tell me, you know, there's so much out there. There's so many platforms between Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter,
right,
and Yelp.
Right.
And monitoring all that stuff is really tough. And that's why we created Nutshell Mail as a really simple way for you to manage all your online presence.
Tell us how it works.
Well, it's a really simple tool. Basically, you can visit nutshellmail.com and you connect all your social networking accounts. And then on a daily basis, however often you like, we're going to simply collect all your social networking activity and messages and organize it into a really easy-to-read email.
So you're going to basically create
on that tool that you've been using for years.
You basically create a platform to aggregate our online, our social media activity.
Exactly. We basically realize, hey, you know what? You should set aside 1, 2, 3 times a day just to see what's going on across all your social networks. You don't have to come to us. We're going to deliver a message right to your inbox.
Right.
Quickly read through that, and if there's some activity in there, you can actually respond back out to your networks right through your email inbox.
In case somebody just left your restaurant and said, can you believe, I cannot believe how bad that sandwich was, or whatever, you find out about it pretty quickly. You can respond.
We can tell you about that, and we can help you respond. And let me say this. Most reviews through social media are positive.
Right.
They're naturally going to be those negative reviews. But I tell our small business customers to look at that as an opportunity, because study after study shows that if you can resolve a negative experience that a customer had, they're actually more likely to come buy from you the next time around than someone that had a perfectly normal, pleasant experience the first time.
If someone writes a bad review of you and you fix it, and you fix it in a sincere and effective way, is there anything wrong with saying, would you mind reporting that we took care of this? If you just told me, Mark, that we did a good job of fixing this, would you mind going back and reporting that? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, you know, that depends on your style. I think it's best just to focus on providing that good experience for the customer and letting them know if they don't already know that you're out there. And,
right.
and you'll be surprised. They will actually go back and change their review or tell people that, hey, this company actually cares.
Nutshell,
I had a problem and they resolved it.
Mark, I've got to wrap it up. Nutshellmail.com.
Absolutely.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
How about that, folks?
We've offered it for free. Constant Contact is going to continue to offer Nutshell Mail as a free service.
I worked hard to get this for you for free, folks. Try it. Take advantage of it. I'm teasing. They're doing it on their own. Hey, Mark, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
Hey, I'd love to. We're providing a lot of great content around social media marketing education.
We'll have you back again real soon. Mark Schmulen, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.